This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's primary election is June 28th, and voters are already returning their ballots. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Republicans and unaffiliated voters who choose to participate in the GOP primary will get to pick between very conservative and more moderate candidates for Secretary of State, U.S. Senate, governor, and key congressional races. The candidates differ on hot-button issues such as abortion and election fraud. Democrats control Colorado's government, and Republicans are hoping to make significant gains in races up and down the ticket. Democratic-aligned groups are spending heavily in some GOP primary races to try to boost the most conservative candidates in the hopes those individuals would be easier to defeat this fall. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
State officials are predicting a better economic forecast for Colorado, and that means taxpayers will receive a higher Tabor refund this year. Individuals are set to receive $750, and joint tax filers will get $1,500. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that states can't exclude religious schools from public funding. CPR's Jenny Brundine says that won't have an immediate impact in Colorado, but maybe in the future.
In 2015, the Colorado Supreme Court struck down a voucher program that allowed parents to use taxpayer dollars to send their children to private schools, religious or otherwise. Now, that could be challenged. Tuesday's ruling could also bring new lawsuits about whether charter schools can be religious. CU Boulder's Kevin Wellner.
That is where the breadcrumbs are leading. And it is something that we should contemplate as a very real possibility.
Conservative education groups in Colorado applauded the U.S. Supreme Court decision. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
With the Supreme Court expected to overturn the abortion rights case Roe versus Wade, how are Colorado abortion opponents preparing?
If we're saying we're all about women, we're pro-woman, we're pro-birth, we're pro-child, we're pro-life, what does that look like long-term?
Focus on the Family in Colorado Springs is looking toward a potential post-Roe America, and there's more this morning.